Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Black Holes and Baby Universes and Other Essays by Stephen Hawking. Preface. This program contains a collection of pieces that I wrote over the period 1976 to 1992. They range from autobiographical sketches through the philosophy of science to attempts to explain the excitement I feel about science and the universe. Because these pieces were written over a period of 16 years, they reflect the state of my knowledge at the time, which I hope has increased over the years. I have, therefore, given the date and occasion for which each was composed. As each was meant to be self-contained, there is inevitably a certain amount of repetition. I've tried to reduce it, but some remains. A number of the pieces in this program were designed to be spoken. My voice used to be so slurred that I had to give lectures and seminars through another person, usually one of my research students who could understand me, or who read a text I had written. However, in 1985, I had an operation that removed my powers of speech altogether. For a time, I was without any means of communication. Eventually, I was equipped with a computer system and a remarkably good speech synthesizer. To my surprise, I found I could be a successful public speaker addressing large audiences. I enjoy explaining science and answering questions. I'm sure I have a lot to learn about how to do it better, but I hope I'm improving. You can judge for yourselves whether I am by listening to this program. I do not agree with the view that the universe is a mystery, something that one can have intuition about but never fully analyze or comprehend. I feel that this view does not do justice to the scientific revolution that was started almost 400 years ago by Galileo and carried on by Newton. They showed that at least some areas of the universe do not behave in an arbitrary manner, but are governed by precise mathematical laws. Over the years since then, we've extended the work of Galileo and Newton to almost every area of the universe. We now have mathematical laws that govern everything we normally experience. It's a measure of our success that we now have to spend billions of dollars to build giant machines to accelerate particles to such high energy that we don't yet know what will happen when they collide. These very high particles don't occur in normal situations on Earth, so it might seem academic and unnecessary to spend large sums on studying them. But they would have occurred in the early universe, so we must find out what happens at these energies if we're to understand how we and the universe began. There is still a great deal that we don't know or understand about the universe, but the remarkable progress we have made, particularly in the last 100 years, should encourage us to believe that a complete understanding may not be beyond our powers. We may not be forever doomed to grope in the dark. We may break through to a complete theory of the universe. In that case, we would indeed be masters of the universe. The scientific articles in this program were written in the belief that the universe is governed by an order that we can perceive partially now, and that we may understand fully in the not-too-distant future. It may be that this hope is just a mirage. There may be no ultimate theory, and even if there is, we may not find it. But it is surely better to strive for a complete understanding than to despair of the human mind. Stephen Hawking, the 31st of March, 1993.